Good morning, my loves. This is checking the diary for Wednesday, October 14th. As I mentioned on the website, I am changing the checking the diaries over to be Wednesday instead of Monday. Partly because it means I don't have to remember on Sunday. And also because it just gives me a little more time to collect a few thank yous and whatnot. And I actually have quite a few of them today, which is exciting. But first of all, I have a question. If you have a partner, and let's just say they're really open to HypnoKink, if you had a partner, or you do have a partner, if I could put any trigger into your willing and obedient mind on their behalf, what would they choose? You can tell me in the comments, or if you're shy, you can tell me privately. It's fine. I think if one of my partners, I think if he could choose anything, it would be a quiet switch. So, I was meant to get the flu jab yesterday. I psyched myself up for it. I hate needles. As a lot of you know, I went down the hypnosis path mostly because I hate needles. Well, guess what? They ran out. So now I think... Now the reality is, you know, I hate the flu more than I hate needles. But hey, all the hand washing and masks and so on, it'll be fine, right? Sure, it'll be fine. If not, then somebody needs to send me some extra warm slippers and a blankie and... I'm a vegetarian, so don't do chicken soup. And the most wonderful mock chicken soup recipe. But let's all skip the flu. Wash your hands. Wash your hands. So thanks to Sammy, who decided to spoil me with a lovely pillowcase. Oh, it's so good. Like, if my favorite toy, my level of love for my favorite toy could be transferred over to a level of love for a pillowcase, this silky, gorgeous teal pillowcase would be it. Thanks as well for the toy for Doggo, who has not managed to kill it yet, which is fantastic. And the book, especially as we're going into winter, it's nice to have something to do. And thank you to all of you who have been very productive and got your homework done. But you crazy perverts, so many of you have chosen trick. Seriously? Trick? I give you the choice between trick or treat, and everybody's like, oh yes, yes. Trick me. Trick me, mistress. Trick me. I am going to. You all walked into it. You ask for it. You're getting it. Let's see. Oh, I had more people accept the collector's invitation and follow me on to either Patreon, or you can actually buy it as a one-off on the website. I think it's $5. I did try to just keep it simple. Something that basically pays for the upkeep of the website. And did the binding. That's so fun. I need to actually do a final head count on that, of how many have been brave enough to do the binding. I know it's only been, I think it's been a couple dozen or less, so not as many brave souls that you might have guessed. Oh, I have a trigger question up on Patreon. I want to know at least one trigger, and one has to be decadent and deep and good. yummy, scrummy, different. It can't be the typical. That's what I'm after. We are going to do something very smutty together. And I want to have a few suggestions from you. I might do something whimsical. I might actually write them down, throw them on little scraps of paper. Yes, it's old-fashioned, but I don't know how else to do it. And into a little bag and pick two or three out. Wouldn't that be fun? What kind of session are you brave souls going to end up with? Well, if you want a hand in it, go suggest a trigger. Like I said, one has to be naughty and yummy and amazing, and the other can be playful or whatever makes sense to you. That's fine. And welcome to new Patreons. I never do this, so I'm going to try to get better. I have a gym, and Jim, you have a lot to live up to, because that's an ex's name of mine, and man. So, Jim, you are going to reinvent that name for me. And a Hans, which is, well, I think it's the name of a Frozen character, isn't it? That's fine. Hans, I have this mental image of you that's probably not even close to right, but I'm going to, if I remember, I'm going to dig it out and I'm going to show you. I actually have an image in my inspo folder somewhere. And I have Scotty. And Scotty, I love your name. Maybe not for reasons that you would find as exciting. Or maybe you would. It's just Scotty, right? Scotty, it's a fun name to drop into conversation. Like being out with the girls and be like, oh yeah, Scotty called. And this weekend he was hoping we could go visit that cabin. Or it's Scotty, come on. Come on, Scotty. Come on. Oh, who's a good boy? Who's a good boy? There you go. Come on. Up, up, up. Scotty. I know. It's an easy one because of Scotty dog, right? Okay. And I'm going to say this wrong. I blame it on being an American living in the UK. Some names I'm really bad at. I would say it's Nuriti. Nuriti? If it's wrong, Nuriti, go ahead and let me know it's wrong. Feel free to send a voice snippet to me of how to say it, and we'll see if I can keep it. Oh, speaking of other patrons and naughty bits, dearest Cookie, I know I owe you something good. I have not forgotten. I actually thought of you last night in the middle of some fun and jotted down a few ideas. You see, Cookie, I made a teensy weensy little oopsie, we won't call it a mistake, with Cookie and his session, and Cookie, rightly slow, so decided to demand I make it up to him. And you know what? Cookie has been with me forever, and I decided to allow that. So, what Cookie wants is to hear a session that includes all of the naughty, naughty, pushy, yummy things I love in a subby guy, the sensation play, and so on. And the reason I thought of you last night, Cookie, was because I had a heavy guy on top of me, on top of a comforter, cocooning me in like a burrito and making me swear that I would agree to pizza for dinner today, of all the things, right? Anyway, that brought that to mind. So I have not forgotten. And I know, I said it was in the middle of a yummy thing. It actually was. You might have noticed, I talk a lot, and my play sessions, whichever format they take, impromptu or scheduled, they tend to have their ebbs and flows, and fun, and silly, and serious, and smacks, and all of that fun, you know, stuff blended together. And I thought this handsome, sexy man that I adore was pinning me down under the duvet with his weight completely on top of me and his mouth really close to my ear, I thought that he was about to demand something scrumptious. Well, I guess pizza's scrumptious, but you know what I mean. I really thought I was in for something good. And, oh, what am I missing? I have this list here, but my handwriting is so bad on it. Okay, the early access for the Lust file is still going on. You can find that on Patreon. It's, you might have guessed, very sexual. On the 16th, there should be a new early access session coming out. Trying to find my paper that has the name of it, though, to be fair, the names often change. I know what that one is. So the one that we are going to be scheduling, that's going to be early access, is an erasing session. Now, doesn't that sound fun? So that will be up on the 16th, and the Lust one is early access on Patreon currently. It might be for sale on the website. I just, you know, guys, the reason I don't advertise really, other than what shows up on YouTube and all the other things, and I have limited Patreons and stuff, is that I just don't want to get bogged down in the admin of it all. So I love the ones who are polite when they catch things, and the patience. And I also love that you don't expect this to be crazy polished and smooth and me have this persona that's always whatever. I like that we pick up threads, we drop threads, we go all kinds of ways. It's fun, right? We can't get locked into one thing because that's not how relationships go. They always change. And ours always changes for good things. We're up to like 700 people, I think, on YouTube. And I don't know how you actually count podcast subscribers, because I guess Spotify doesn't count. But we're like at 175, something like that. The patron number is kind of what I notice the most, because I've been playing with it, as a lot of you have noticed, just to keep it at a good range. I did bump it up a little bit. I have accepted a few other people for private sessions for this month, mostly because my computer is making a weird noise and I'm starting to fear it's going to die. So thanks to Rex and others, I think Mario, Romeo as well, who has given me tips on like what external hard drive and such to buy. If it does kick the bucket, I'll know what to do. I hate the computer thing, because every time I need one, I'm like, oh, I'm going to do it. I'm going to get an iMac. Just because it appeals to my aesthetic. And then I remember, no, I'm not going to get an iMac because of all the things that I do on Windows and the fact that, for me, I don't need one. I would never use it ever to its potential. But now that I've gotten a little bit too into gaming, oh my god, I love League of Legends, I'm really tempted by a gaming computer. Like, really tempted. And I'm the woman that when I go computer shopping, I always lead off to the salesman, because it's always a man there, with, listen, I don't game. I don't do anything exciting. I just use my computer mostly for writing and work-related things. That's all I need. Oh, that's my phone. But now I'm like, so, Mr. Salesman, I'm a really, really good Oriana, and go from there. So, okay, that's it. It's like 15 minutes in. Poor PETA is going to be like, what the fuck? What did you do? Why is this checking the diary 15 minutes? I am going to end this, and I am going to be working on something really good called Truths for My Mindless One. And it has such phrases like melty mess. Melty mess. And let's see. Something about, Oh, never mind. I'll save that. Bye for now.